Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara got into a discussion about the Kruvim. And Chanina teaches the pasuk that it says, "Lefnei Adver Esrim Ama Oirich VeEsrim Ama Reicha VeEsrim Ama Kaimasai," that the Esrim Ama Kaimasai that's there about the Kodesh Kadoshim is Misvas Kruvim Ulamala. The Kodesh Kedoshim really was 30 Amos high, and the Pasuk says it's 20 Amos high. It means from the edge of the Kruvim on top, because the Kruvim were 10 Amos. And the Gemara says, my Kamashman, so why does the Pasuk say it's 20 Amos? Why did the Pasuk tell us that it's from the Svas Kruvim? Let it say it was 30 Amos. How Kamashman Lamata Kalamala, Malamale Mishamish Klum, Af Lamate Mishamish Klum. The Lamata was the same as Lamala, just like the top 20 Amos. There's nothing there. It was totally empty. So too, the bottom 10 Amos, also is nothing there. It's also totally empty. Because the Kruvim didn't take up any space. The Makom of the Arim and the Kruvim doesn't take up any space. The Arim that Moshe made has a space of 10 Amos for each side. So the Rishbam says that when the Gemara says that the Aron that Moshe made is a space of 10 Amos to each side, it doesn't take up space, but the each side was dafka the right side and the left side. But in front of the Aron was a full 20 Amos. In other words, the Gemara's mashman that Yesh l'revach esher Amos chal ruach v'ruach means to all four sides. So that would mean the Aron was placed in the middle. Now it didn't take up any space, but it was placed in the middle, so there's 10 Amos. You can measure 10 Amos from the Aron till the Pareches, and 10 Amos from the Aron to the back wall, and 10 Amos from the Aron to the right, and 10 Amos from the Aron from the left. That's what you would say. But the Rishbam is not the way. The Rishbam says, Choruach Ruach is dafka the right and the left. But as far as which wall, it was all the way against the Meir of wall, and it didn't take up space, so there's 20 Amos from the Aron until the Pareches. Now, the emesis is a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus early on Daf Chaf Hei brings down from the Ritzvah that the Aron was in the Mizrach. The Aron was in the east of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Fakir, in the opposite wall, right up against the Pareches. Doesn't bring him a car. The Taisus Yantav over there in the second Perek, and he also talks about it in the fifth Perek of Yuma, he says he didn't find the Makar for the Ritzvah that the Aron was in the Mizrach, but he says he can have a possible Makar like this, because Taisus Menachas and Aftzad Nechesim in Beis. He says that the Gemara there, and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nadalit, it says that the two badim were sticking out into the Pareches, they're both in Kinirik Kishnei Dade Isha. Like it says, Ben Shaddai Yolin. That was like a chiba that Hashem is showing for Klal Yisrael, that the Eibush Shechina rests, Ben Shaddai Yolin. Sorry, Amar Daidi Li, Ben Shaddai Yolin, Kishnei Dade Isha. The Taiz is bothered, how did the Badim stick out that much? The Badim were in 10 Amos long, and the Aron was in the middle, like it says in the Gemara. It had an Esther Amos, Chal Ruach V'Ruach. So the Aron was in the middle. So Taiz says it was an ace, just like you have the ace at the Makom Aron Mezeinim in Amida. There was an ace that the Badim stretched out, even though they were in 10 Amos long, but they stretched out longer than they were in order to make an ace to be able to stick out into the Pareches to show the Chavivus of the Ben Shaddai Yolin. Good. Taisa says it was an ace, but the Ritzvah learned more kipshutai that since you see that the badim was sticking out in the pareches, vice dice, the arm was way up by the mizrach, where the pareches is, so the badim could stick into the pareches. But the Taisa's Yantiv says he doesn't bring our Gemara or the Rashbam, but the Taisa's Yantiv says that the Rambam in Perik Dalad Hilchas Beis Mechira, he says that there was an evan that was by the base kach kadosh and bimar ravoi v'shalav aron munach. So it says it's Bemarava, it was on the west, not on the east. So come these three shittas, Zakta Taisus Yantif. The Ritzvah says that the Aron was in the east, the Rambam says the Aron was in the west, and Taisus and Menachet Sanechet says the Aron was in the middle. But Frakta Taisus Yantif is very bothered. The Gemara says in Megillah, says, and this is the same Gemara that we have here, that there was Esther, Amasachal, Ruach, Veruach. So you see, Mefurish, it was in the middle. How could the Rambam say it was in the west? How could Taisus say it was in the east? That was I saw in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer Derech Chochma, the Rambam, that he brings from the Sefer Ezris Yisrael, that the Rambam doesn't say clearly that the Aron was in the west. He says the stone was in the west. Could be the stone was all the way in the west, but it was a big stone, and the Aron was put on the other end of the stone, and that end that the Aron was put on was in the middle. But Pashas the Rambam sounds like the Aron was in the west. So the Rishash, and also the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, he says that the Taisus Yantif didn't see the Rishbam yet. And our Gemara, the Taisus the Rishbam clearly says, he's learning this Gemara, that it had 10 Amos Chal Ruach V'Ruach, and he says the Chal Ruach V'Ruach means Dafka, the right and the left. It doesn't mean the front and the back. So Mel, it's not Shver in the Rambam, it's not Shver in the Ritzvah. They learn like the Rishbam, that the Chal Ruach V'Ruach means Dafka to the right and to the left. And as far as the other way, the Rambam learns like the Rishbam over here, that was all the way on the Ma'ariv, and there was 20 Amos from there till the end. And the Ritzvah was the other way, it was all the way on the Mizrach, and there's 20 Amos to the back. Baruch Abanim, you have these three Shittas. The Rishbam says it was all the way to the west, as says Mashman the Rambam. The Ritzvah, Taisus brings it Dafka Fei, says it was all the way to the east, and could be his Makar is because that's the Badim would stick out, and he didn't want to say it was an ace. And Taisus, in Menachas Sadecheh, says it was smack in the middle, as says Rashi Megillah Mashman. Rashi Megillah, when brings down the Gemara, Rashi says it was all four sides, that it was in the middle, the three Shittas and the Rishonim. Anyway, the Gemara brings the Raya. Shmuel brings the Raya, the Kruv Menesim Aimdim, because it says there were five Amos of one wing of the Kruv, and five Amos of the other one, and there's 10 Amos from one end of the Kruv to the other end of the Kruv. And the whole thing was 20 Amos, and you have the bodies also, but mainly you see that the Kruv were Menesim Aimdim, because there's not enough room for the 10 Amos wingspan of both Kruvim, plus the body of the Kruvim, is not enough room. It's a male Azariah ben Esayimdim. So Gemara brings Kama Vakama, five different kashas that maybe they were in different ways. Maybe the wings started from the middle of their body. So male, you don't have to count the bodies plus the wingspan. Or maybe one was higher and one was lower. Or maybe they were on a diagonal. All the different kashas the Gemara asked. The Gemara doesn't answer the kashas. Lamai said the Gemara brought the other pasuk that Lamala Kalamata and Maseru Sayav Yisenu. Lamai says what the Gemara says was B'nai Seinayimdim. Now the Rishainim here, the Rimagash and Rishainim asked the Kasha that the Gemara is Mavur Al Kopanim, that the Kruvim were actually standing side by side. The Rimagash and the Adramah say that even when the Gemara says later that Pneim Ishalachiv, the Gemara makes the pasuk Pneim Ishalachiv is going on the Kruvim that Shleime made also. It doesn't mean they were standing facing each other. Because the Gemara is before they were standing side by side. The wingspan of each Kruvim went out. The wing on the right and the wing on the left. And then you had the other Kruv's wing on the right, on the left, and then his Kruv's wing on the right. So they were just standing in a row side by side. Question is, which way were they facing? But they weren't standing facing each other. Their faces could have been to each other. Al-Kopanim, that's what's Mavur. They were standing in a row side by side. So the Kasha Rishayim asked, the Rimagash asks this Kasha, it says the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nandalad, that when Klal Yisrael was Eile Regel, so they rolled up the Pareches, and they were able to see the Kruvim hugging each other. And he said, Ruchi Baskim Lefnei HaMokim, see how much the Eimishta loves you, that the Kruvim, one of them represents Hashem, and one represents Klal Yisrael, and they're hugging each other. And the Shaila is, that wasn't the Tzur of the Kruvim, that wasn't the way the Kruvim was set up. The Kruvim was set up in a row, as is Mefurish in the Psukim. And the Gemara clearly learns. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara in Yuma that says that the Kruvim were hugging each other? So the Rimagash says, and all the Rishonim quote this answer, that the Pshat is that's not the way the Kruvim normally stood. Normally the Kruvim were standing side by side in a row. They weren't facing each other. Maybe their faces were to each other, but their bodies weren't positioned facing each other. And they certainly weren't hugging. But at the time of the Eile Regalim, the Eibishta wanted to show Taka there was a chiba between the Eibishta and Klal Yisrael. So the Eibishta made an ace, and at that time the Kruvim will go and hug each other. Dafka to show Klal Yisrael the Kamach Yibaskim Lefnei Amakim. That's not the way the Kruvim were normally situated, but it was a special ace to show the Chibaskim Lefnei Amakim. So the Rimagash further asks that the Gemara there in Yuma Daf Nandalan Rebeis also says that the time of the Churban Abayis. So the Goyim went into the Heichal, and they saw the Kruvim hugging each other. And they said, oh, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be so holy, and the Reisik and such terrible things. And that's what it means, Kol Mechabdeh, His Ilua, Kiro, Evasa. They saw from this a Klal Yisrael not so Kaddish, that in the base of Mikdash, they have such Tzuris. Chayetz Apela. Normally, the Kruvim weren't that way. They only went and hugged each other when they were Oyle Regal, Klaris, Kibasl, if they are Mokim. And this man of the Churban Fakert. And they ask more. They throw in this Kash also. The Gemara says, right afterwards, Gemara says it's his play, Mishal Achiv. And it says, Payim Labayas. And the Gemara says, Lakasha, Kam is man she's so Isim is saying Nishal Mokim. Kam is man she ain't so Isim is saying Nishal Mokim. Avada by the Churban Abayas, it was ain't so Isim is saying Nishal Mokim. So why were they even facing each other, Bechlal? How come in that case, what's the shot in the Gemara that the Goyim saw that the Kruvim were hugging each other? So the Rishonim will bring the Teretz from the Reem Magash. That was a special nace that was made as an Einish for Klal Yisrael. It's a special Einish for Klal Yisrael. Hashem wanted the Teretz Einish for Klal Yisrael. The Goyim shouldn't think good about Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael should get an embarrassment. Avada, normally the Kruvim were not hugging each other, but Hashem made that they should be hugging each other when the Goyim came in, so that the Goyim should think that Klal Yisrael doesn't have the Kedusha. It was a Bezunder Einish. So that's one Teretz Reem Magash says, and that's Punkt the Teretz that all the Rishonim quote. But the Reem Magash that we have really says another Teretz also. It says the Eibishter that wanted to show the Goyim what the Chiba was with Nei Amakim. Kenzai Nebshad in that Teretz is that Enech and Ami to Klal Yisrael is showing a Gevaldige Kasa, a Gevaldige Chereinaf, because Klal Yisrael did a Chet. But for Kate, the Eibishter wants to show that's else between me and Klal Yisrael. As far as you Goyim are concerned, I have the Zol V'chiba for them. It's a derech of two of them, even if they're in a fight. But if someone else mixes in, they'll insist that no, they give all the Goyim of them. The fight's only klapi those two. So that's what the Reem Magash is saying, that he wanted to show to the Goyim the chibasel of Ne'amakim, and that was even B'shas L'churban. The Parashas Drachim, from the Mishnah L'Melech, at the end of Drush Chav Gimel, he first says a teretz that stam, he wants to say a teretz, that this thing that it's totally if the Eisim and Sainu Shalmakim or not, that's only B'meis Chayil. B'meis Chayil is not necessarily Ashuras Hashchina. When the Eisim and Sainu Shalmakim to be Ashuras Hashchina, then it'll be Pnei Mishal Achiv. Vashenkim, when they're not Eisim and Sainu Shalmakim, then it won't be Pnei Mishal Achiv because there's no Ashuras Hashchina. Vashenkim, and Shabbos and Yontiv is always Ashuras Hashchina. There's no such thing as an Eisim and Sainu Shalmakim when I Shabbos and Yontiv. That's why he wants to explain why by the early Regalim, there's always a Shuras Hashchina. Shabbos and Yontif is a time of a Shuras Hashchina no matter what. So he says in Chassan that by Tisha B'Av is Karlei Mayid Lishba B'churei, Tisha B'Av is called a Mayid, Tisha B'Av is a Din of a Yomtif, and Memela, that's why there'll be a Shuras Hashchina, and that's why the Kruvim of Urim Zebizeh, even though there were Einites in Mitzayin HaShemakam. But then he says another Torah, it's very Karev to Reem Magash. He was Mechavin, because he didn't have the Reem Magash, he only had what the Rishonim bring. That he says that the Eibush is mitzayr b'tzurasim shei Yisrael. It says b'chol tzurasim leitzar. And as though you'll have a havamina, the churban abayis, you would think that the Eibush is angry. Eibush doesn't want Klal Yisrael anymore. The Eibush wants to show that no, there's no such thing. There's still going to be a chiba. B'chol tzurasim leitzar. Adarab, when Klal Yisrael mitzayr, the Eibush is mitzayr. So that's what he wanted to show, that even b'shas the churban, there could be a taka a chiba. Ke'ein zeh. And the Bnei Yisrael is brought down that the Talmidim of the Mizrichim Magid, the Sinbritzin Chaydish Tamazov in Jewish Gimel, Talmidim of the Magid asked the Rebbe, the Mizrichim Magid, what's Pshat? How come Pshat's the Churban there? They were hugging each other. Was Einayt and Mitzayna Shemakim? So he said, very, very briefly, very, very, Bekitzah, Chayav Adam Lifkin is Ishtar Bashar Shiyatzim in the Derech. The Maisa, we're leaving, there has to be a show of Chiba. I think it's maim the same thing. So Bekitza on the Kasha, that how were they hugging each other? It's Mavur, that wasn't the true of the Kruvim, the Teretz was under an ace, that they would hug each other. When would they hug each other? By Aliyah L'Regel, to show Klal Yisrael Kamach Yibaskim if they are Mokim. And you also find that they hugged each other B'Shas L'Churban. The Reem Magash is one Teretz, which you're trying to bring just that Teretz. That it was an ace L'Ra. It was an ace to be Mavaza Klal Yisrael. That they wanted the Goyim should think that Klal Yisrael is Eisig and Nish Kaddish de Gezachin. But the Reem Magash has another Teretz. It was to show the Goyim the Chiba. And the Parashas Shrachim says, because you would think that the Churban maybe means that the Eivish that wants to give up on Klal Yisrael, but the Eivish wants to show Chas V'Shalom, he's not giving up on Klal Yisrael. And the Mizrich Magid says, Kein Zeb, Chayiv Adam Lifka Sister B'Shar She'etzim and Aderech. L'maisi, even when we're parting, there has to be a Chiba. Now the Ritva, Eifenor, it says another Teretz for the two kashas of the Reem Magash. There was Sibshat, they were hugging each other. It wasn't the Tzur of the Kruven. The Kruven was standing side by side. And also, what's Sibshat, they were hugging each other, Bishas, the Churban, it was Einaisim, it's Einishal Makai. So the Dva says, it's Alpi the Gemara there in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daphne Dalit, says like this. It's, they brought down the Brisa that when Klai Yisrael was Eile Regel, they rolled up the Pareches, and they were able to see the Kruvim hugging each other, and they said, Ruchi Baskim of Nea Makim. So the Gemara asked like this. When was this? In Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni? Mimanavshach. In Bayis Rishon, what are you rolling up the Pareches? In Bayis Rishon, there were doors. There wasn't a Pareches. Bayis Rishon, there was a wall in between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kedashim with a door. So what are you rolling up the Pareches? There was no Pareches. Elamai was Bayis Sheni. There was a Pareches. There was no door. And the problem is there was no Kruvim. The Kruvim was one thing that was missing in Bayis Sheni. They didn't have the Aron. They didn't have the Kruvim. They just had the Evan Shia. They didn't have the Aron and the Kruvim. So how could it be in Bayis Sheni? So the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara said is that we're talking about Bayis Rishon. And besides for the doors, there was also a Pareches. So it was two things, like we have in the Aron Kodesh. We have doors, and we have a Pareches. That's what they had by the Kodesh Kedashim. That a door, and that a Pareches. So they did two things. They opened up the door, and they rolled up the Pareches. That's the first terutz of the Gemara. The second terutz of the Gemara is that it was by Bayis Sheni, and we're talking about the Kruvim Ditzursa. Bayis Sheni didn't have actual Kruvim, but they had a picture of the Kruvim. Hazakhtu Yitzva, that's the terutz. The picture of the Kruvim was hugging each other. And the picture of the Kruvim, that didn't change. If it's, so, Eisim Sein Shemakam, Einei Sein Shemakam, the picture of the Kruvim was always hugging each other. So, male, that's the terutz. We're not talking there about the actual Kruvim. We're talking about the Kruvim that sources. So that Gemara about the Goyim coming into the Heichal, they didn't see the actual Kruvim. They saw the picture of the Kruvim. The Kruvim that sources. Now the Dvan Yuma asks a kasha on this. The Dvan Yuma, Dvan in Bava Basra says it, then he lives that way. The Dvan Yuma brings his teretz, and he says, but it's shver, because if the Kruvim that sources was where they showed the Chibaskum of Nea Makam, so you're back to the same question. If the hugging of the Kruvim Ditzursa shows Chibaskum of Nea Makim, so why were they hugging B'shas the Churban when there wasn't any Chiba? Now, as Imanav Shechi means, if the Kruvim Ditzursa always are hugging, so where do you see the Chibaskum of Nea Makim? And he lies with the Kasha there in Yuma. I want to answer this Kasha Derek Jewish. I once heard this from someone, I don't remember where the Makar was. That Hagufa, the Kruvim Ditzursa always were hugging, but what's Taka the Inyan of the Kruvim Ditzursa? Of the pictures of the Kruvim. The Kruvim represent what's Lamaisa going on between the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael. So by the Kruvim itself, it depends. Klal Yisrael's Eisim Ritzainish Lamakim, and then they play Mishalachiv, or when they want to really show the Chiba, then they hug each other. They're not Eisim Ritzainish Lamakim, since Pneum Labayas, they don't face each other. But that's the real Kruvim. The Kruvim that Sursa, they were always hugging each other. Why? Because the Kruvim that Sursa bring out the Pneumius Inyan. In the Pneumius, deep down, there's always a Chiba. They're always hugging each other. The real Kruvim show what's Lamaisa. The Kruvim that Tzursa shows the Havan Asteris that's there, that's always there. Just like a Yid. You have a Yid that Begolu is Dovak to the Eibush to Bechorega. You have a Yid that Nebuch is not. He's a Enoi Simisei Neshamachim. But every Yid has that Pintle Yid as a Neshama, where deep down he has the Havan to the Eibush to. It's a Havan Asteris, it's not Begolu. And the Eibishter also is as I. When Klai Yisrael's Eizim Shoen Shemokim, the Eibishter shows them a Gevaldika Hava Ashor as a Shechina. When Klai Yisrael's Nadis Eizim Shemokim, they don't find them. They don't get Begoli, the Hava and Ashor as a Shechina and that. Abba Hava Seilam. Deep down, there's always the Hava. So that's the Ruchi Baskim of Nea Mokim. That in the Kruvim Ditzursa, which is the deep down, the Hava Mysterious, the Pneumius Inyan, there's always going to be that the Kruvim are going to be hugging each other. And even B'shas the Churban, the Kruvim, the Tzursa will be hugging each other. I once heard such a Jewish. Not sure what the Makar is. Now the Gemara brings, like we said, Kesin and Eimdim. And B'yechav Rabbi Lazer. Chanam Pneim Mishal Achiv, the Chanam Pneim Labais. One said the Kruvim are facing each other, and the other said the Kruvim are facing the Bais. L'manim Pneim Mishal Achiv, Aksiv Pneim Labais. Aye, it says Pneim Labais. How could he say it's Pneim Mishal Achiv? Well, it's like Kasha, Kami's man, she saw it's Mishal Achiv. When they're doing a Seinu Shemakim, they look to each other, like a Chiba Zachav in a cave, like the Rishbam says. But if not, then they're looking Labayis. So the Gemara says the Mitzadadi at Studei. They are looking somewhat at each other, but not completely. They're not facing each other directly. They're facing each other a little bit to the side. So there's a Gemaldik Jewish from the Nefesh Echaim to explain this Gemara. He says, what's the Machlekes? It's apparently what you see from the Rishbam and from Taisis, the Pshat's like this, that one man the Amr says, when the Oisim Mitzayna Shemakim, the Pneim Ishalachiv Mamish, and when they're not Oisim Mitzayna Shemakim, then they're not Pneim Ishalachiv, then they're Pneim Labayis. And the other man the Amr says, even when the Oisim Mitzayna Shemakim, Al Kapanim, they're standing at Studei, they're not totally Pneim Ishalachiv, they're somewhat Pneim Labayis, somewhat Pneim Ishalachiv. So what's the source of Machlekes? Why should they make the Kruvim that way? And also, what's the chilek between the Kruvim Sha'asa Meisha? They were only playing Mishalachiv. They weren't at Sadi at Studei. Why by the Kruvim Sha'asa Meisha were they playing Mishalachiv? And the Kruvim Sha'asa Shleimah, they were at Sadi at Studei like one man the Yomer. So, Chaim Velazhin, it's a Nefesh Chaim, Sha'aralev Periches. He wants to explain it with the Machlekes of Shimon Yechayin and Rishmol, and Brachis Naflam Vavim and Beis, famous Machlekes of Rishmol and Shimon Yechayin. Rishmol says, Masafa de Ganecha tells you Hanik ben Minig derech Eretz, that with the Torah you're learning, you should also be Isaac and Panasi, you should also be Isaac and derech Eretz. That's the din of Masafa de Ganecha. And if Shimon Yechai says no, Ev Shechayrish b'shas Chavisha Kaitz b'shas Ksira Torah Mateilah Elam Bizman Shi Yisrael Isaac Mitzayin Shemakam Malachim Nasis Al Yedei Achirim. Masafa de Ganecha is not Isaac Mitzayin Shemakam. When the Eisim Mitzayin Shemakam Malach the Nasus Al Yedei Achirim. That's like the Pshim Ben Yichai. Now Al-Chai, it's a bissel shver. The Pasuk says, V'hayim Shmai Yitishmu Mitzvayis Hashanayich Mitzav Veschum Ayayim Lahavis Hashem Malkeichem Chol Avav Chol Nafshachem. And on that it says, V'nasati Eisim V'sadchem V'ntecha V'chalta V'savata V'saf the Ganecha V'sirech V'sarecha. And that's from an Ein Eisim Mitzayin Shemakam. What's the Pshat? And also, what's exactly the Machlekes of Bishmon Hashem Ben Yichai? The Gemara says that Rabbi Masukar Bishmal will also be Adam, Rabbi Masukar Shimon Yechai will also be Adam. So B'chaim V'lozhin says like this. He says, Hab Shita to everyone, that for Klal Yisrael as a Klal, it's not Shayach for the Gans Klal Yisrael, all not to be Isaac and Panasa B'chlal. Not Shayach such a thing. Not going to happen. Not going to work. Rabbi Masukar Bishmal will also be Adam, Rabbi Shimon Yechai will also be Adam. Avad, you have to be learning. He says, you have to be learning as much as you could. Even B'shas the work, he says, you have to be learning. Hanuk behem minig derech eretz. While you're learning, you're working. But lamai, so you're going to have to be Isaac and Panos. That's what Chaim V'lozhin says. That everyone's maskim to. And he says, in Avad, everyone's also maskim to the Yisayid, that there are going to be Yechidei Skula, who for them, they're going to have to not be Isaac and Panos B'chlal and spend the whole time being Davik and the Ebishta, like Rav Shimon Yechai V'chadeir. Everyone's maskim, there has to be such people. Terasim Nasam, they don't do any umnis, they just learn Torah. Avada, everyone's maskim. That was Ayin Azal HaChasart mentioned, that's for sure. There's no machlekes about either of those two Yesaidis. For most people, it's not going to work, and they have to do some parnasa, and for Yechidei Skula, they have to do Bilti Lashem Levadei. So what is the machlekes of Bishmal and Reb Shimon Yechai? So it says like this, the first parish of Shema is Reb Shimon Yechai, and that's why it says B'chol Ma'idecha. Because you're giving up all your money for the Eibush to also, not just the Leif and Efesh, all the money also. You're not being Isaac and Panasa B'chlal. And there it's B'lashin Yachid, because it's only for Yechidim. The second parish of Shema is a B'shmol, and doesn't say B'chol Ma'idechem, just B'chol of Afrim, B'chol Nafshchem, but you have to be Isaac and Panasa also. And there you have an Asatim Ta'atzchem B'itai, B'saf and Ganechem. So what's a Machlaikis, Reb Shimon Yechayin B'shmol? He says the Machlaikis is Shtikal and Lomdis. What's the Ratzon HaMakom? What is the real Ratzon of the Eibishter? According to Rishmol, the real Ratzon of the Eibishter is that Klal Yisrael should be Isaac and Hanig ben Minig derech Eretz, it should be Isaac and Parnasa, Bechol Derechecha De'eyu, Kol Masechi L'Shem Shemayim. That's the Kavanah Zabriya. That's the Ratzon HaMakom. Avada, so Yechidim shouldn't be doing it. But for the Klal, that's Mamish, the Ratzon HaMakom. And if Shimon Chai says no, all that is a chasarn. It's a chesaron which has to be. It's inevitable. Till Mashiach comes, it's going to happen. But it's a chesaron. The real Ratzon Shel Malkum is Malach Nevas Saidei Achirim. It's not a machlokes, it's the practical nafkamina. The machlokes is an hashkafa. Is this Ratzon HaMakom? The spitz Ratzon HaMakom that you should be working, and it's fine, and the Adrabba, that's what you should do. You'll be Mekadosh the work, you'll do it L'Shem Shemayim, or no? That's what's inevitable. It has to be. But the real Ratzon HaMakom is the Yechidim that are just Al HaTorah Ve'Al Avodah Bilti LaShem Levadai. So Zogdim Chayim V'Lashin, in the Midbar, there was no Parnasa. They had the man, the clothing lay Balsamei Alecha. There was absolutely no Parnasa. They were sitting there all Shem Nechai. So in the Midbar, the Kruvim were made Pnei Mishalachiv to show that Klal Yisrael is totally steering at the Eivishta, and the Eivishta is steering back at Klal Yisrael. They're completely davuk to each other. Shleima Melech, different story. Ishtachas Gafne, Ishtachas Te'enoi, Klal Yisrael Nachmasod V'Kerem, Avad the Rabbim of Klal Yisrael can be Yisig and Parnasa. So Avad the Kruvim are going to have to be Mitzadet at Studi. They're not looking directly. Klal Yisrael is not looking directly at the Eivishta. Klal Yisrael is looking partially at the Eivishta Avada. Abalul Bit is also looking at Levayis. So the Machlekes of Brechen of Laz is the same Machlekes of Shimon Chayyan and Rishmo. It's the same Machlekes, Akta. What is the Ritzayin Ishalmakim? Is the Ritzayin Ishalmakim to look Ishalachiv? That's the Ritzayin Ishalmakim, that's what it is. So why did it have to be Itzadi, Itzdudi? That's called Einais Ritzayin Ishalmakim. That's already Einais Ritzayin Ishalmakim. It's inevitable, it's going to be that way. But that's an Einais Ritzayin Ishalmakim. The way I'm learning up what he's saying, Echaleis Nishklar, the shot is that they also don't argue. The only question is how they already stelled, how they stelled direct the Kruvim Metchila. Like the Rishayim is saying, the Kruvim were put in the way of the Eisim Ritzayin Ishalmakim. And the man, the Yomim, that says Ishalachim means that Metchila they put the Kruvim Ishalachim, and for Shteitzach they didn't stay that way because they were Nematziv in a certain Bechin of Ein Eisim Ritzayin Ishalmakim. Even though it's the best what they could do, it's V'hayim Shmai Tishmal Mitzvayisai, but it's not the Shpitz Ratzon Shalmakim. So they both mask him that there was an Itzadi Studi. The question is how they placed them. Man the Omer that says, Pnei Mishalachiv holds it. That's the Ritzayin Ishalmakim like Reb Shimon Nechai. The man the Omer, Pnei Mlebayis, holds it. No. The Ritzayin Ishalmakim in the time of Shlomo HaMelech was Taka the Itzadi Studi. As I learned Reb Chaim V'Lodzh in the Gemalde Gedrush, he's Maisif this Nekuda. HaTeinich, we explain the Kruv that represents Klal Yisrael. That we explained why one man the Amos says was facing the Eivishta, one man the Amos says is standing studity. But what about the Kruv that's representing the Eivishta? Why did that have to change? So he says, his Gemaldig Yisayin, Hashem Tzilcha, the Nahag of the Eivishta is exactly like the Nahag of Klal Yisrael. If the Nahag of Klal Yisrael is facing the Eivishta, the Nahag of Eivishta is facing Klal Yisrael. If the Nahag of Klal Yisrael is standing studity, the Nahag of the Eivishta is standing studity. That's the Klal. The Seiris, the Leilis, it's whatever the Seiris, the Latat is, whatever Klal Yisrael's Maisema, that's how the Eivishta is going to be. That's the Jewish Shir of Chaim V'Lashin. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The next few Mishnayis is talking about the Schusim that somebody has when he has a Derech. This Mishnah talks about Mishayeshle Bar Lefnimi Beisah Shel Chaveray, someone who has a bar inside someone else's house. Like the din is, when you sell a house, you don't sell along the bar, and some machlekes are bekiven the rabbanan, if you automatically get a derech, or you have to buy a derech. But either way, when you have a derech, so what are the dinim that you have? And the next Mishnah, Mishesh Gina Lefnim Miginosa Shachaveri, if let's say there's an inner garden and an outer garden, you own the inner garden, and you have a derech, you own a derech, so what are the dinim you have with the derech? And the sign of the two Mishnayis is, and that's Mavur that way in the Adramat, in the beginning of the Perek, where he says a Pirish on the Mishnayis, that a Derech doesn't mean that you own the actual Karka. We spoke about this actually in the fourth Perek also. But this is the aside. A Derech, you don't own the Karka of the Derech. A Derech is a Shibut. His house, so his Gina is Meshubut to you that he has to let you through. It's a shibut. It's a shibut in the karka. It's a kinyan. It's a schus you have in the karka to get to your thing. But it's not mamish that you own the actual karka. Marshall, let's say the bar is gone and you don't have a din to get the bar back again. The bar is irreparably damaged. So then you don't have the derech either. A derech is managed a schus a shibut. That's where it comes, these mishnayis, the limitations that you have that on the schus and the shibut of the derech. And the pshat is each one. But you have a schus of the derech, that's mechayev of the balabayis to certain things, but there are certain things which is not mechayev, that your schus of the derech doesn't apply to there. If thus come to Mishnayis here to explain what the schus of the derech is, what limitations you have, what limitations the balabayis has. is both here by the Derech of the Bar, and the next Mishnah, the Derech of the Gina. But that's the side you have to know to understand these Mishnayis, that a Derech is not a Kinyan, a Derech is a Schus. So the Mishnah says, Mishayesh lebar lefnimi beisa shachaveret, nichnas b'shah shederech me'odim nechnasim, v'yetze b'shah shederech me'odim yetze. You have a right to come in, but only at a normal time. And the Rishbam says, Shalmanas ken cholku, because that's guva, the tenai of the chiluk, the tenai of the shutfis here. V'loyesh etchuchu b'layla lam mitasa lefteichle. It's not logical that I'll have to get up by night and open up for you. So that's an implicit term in this shutvis, in this chus that you have, that you only could come in at a normal hour. The Muki Yosef here brings down the Ritva, it's in the Ritva, that's only a din by a bar. Let's say you own a cheder in someone else's house, you own a room, and the pshat is and you have a derech to get to your room, there, at any time you want to get to your room, you can get there. As I state in the Ramah, it's in Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Aleph. Ebes Lechidish. Legabe the bar, you can't be matriachim. Balkarach the balabayis to get up from his bed. But legabe a cheder, there's no normal time. A bar is something which you use. Use at a normal hour. Arrange your schedule that you won't be unduly matriach on the balabayis. The Gaon says it's a meduik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's done by bar. If it was true by cheder, the Mishnah would have said it by cheder. I don't have a schedule exactly what time I come home. It's not reasonable to assume that I always have to come home at the right time and leave at the right time. So good. So then my derech is mechayim, that the Baal HaBayis would have to get out of his bed and open up for me. As I state in the Muki Yosef, and it's brought l'alach in the Ramah, also a limitation. Dafka, you could go get the water. You might think it's more convenient for me to bring the behemoth to the water. I don't have to schlep the water so much. But that's not nichlan yischus derech. El mamali mashke b'chutz. V'zeh oisulei pesachas, v'zeh oisulei pesachas. Each one can have as their own lock to the door, opening them up to the bar, like the Marsha Shneim Labar. They each have a lock to the door that opens up to the bar. Which means they each have a schus to put a lock there. The Baal HaBayis is a schus to put a lock. You would think the Baal HaBayis has no din to put a lock there. Because the Baal HaBayis says, listen, this is my house. You own the bar. You can't lock me out of my property. You have a schus to come get the water, but you have no schus to lock me out of my property. No, that's goof of the din. When I have a bar in your property, in this shutfis of my bar in your property, you're meshubin that I should be able to put a lock, making sure that you don't get to my bar, that I don't have to worry that you'll steal the wood of my bar. That's the reason why the Baal HaBayis is a rishus to put a lock. Why does the Baal HaBayis have a rishus? The Gemara says, "Bishleim a Baal HaBayis boi l'shtemur imaya." The Bayre of a Baal HaBayis lamli. I'm Rav Elazar mishum chshad ishtay. So the Rishbam and Rav Yishayim learned this way that the Baal HaBayis is allowed to keep the Baal HaBayis out of his bar. And any time the Baal HaBayis wants to come in, the Baal HaBayis has to be there to open up for him. Because you don't want the Baal HaBayis to come in when the Baal HaBayis isn't home. Because if the Baal HaBayis comes in when the Baal HaBayis isn't home, so that gives either the Baal HaBayis or other people a reason to be cheshed that maybe something's going on with the Ishtai. So Mamela, that gives the Baal HaBayis the Rishus, that's Kufa part of the Shutfis, that the Baal HaBayis has the right to put a lock there. And the Baal HaBayis only could come in when the Baal HaBayis is there letting him in. The Teiris Chaim is very bothered by this pshat. He asks a lot of kashas. He says, first of all, Me'echet Teisil B'shad, what about the other Bnei Bayis? They'll be there. And second of all, Fakert, if you make a lock to the room of the bar, so the Baal HaBayis is going to come to get water, and the Baal HaBayis is not home, so he'll come to the house, and if the Baal HaBayis comes and says, what are you doing in my house? He'll say, Pashit, I came to get water, you weren't home, so I'm waiting in your house for you to come. He'll come at worst shot this way. He says, Adarabba, if you don't have a lock, if the Baal HaBayis doesn't have a lock, so then the Baal HaBayis doesn't belong in the house b'chlal. The Baal HaBayis only belongs in the bar. So what type of an excuse will he have why he's in the house? He doesn't belong in the house. He's like any stranger in the house. He has to go directly to his bar. The bar and the house are in two different places. You put a lock on the bar, that will give him an excuse to come into the house. So all these kashas and ishkefelach, I think you can answer them easily, but the Teiris Chaim says in the Rambam in Yad, he's Medayik of Aldik, he says a different pshat than the Rishbam. He He says Shnei Meisim Bechsachas Alaburis Loshen and Rambam Balaburk the Lishmeres Meimav. Yeah, or Balchatz Mishum Chshat Ishtay. Zog the Rambam Shloit Tikanes L'Shom El Midaytay. He's Medayik. The Rambam didn't say Shlo Yikanes Misham El Midaytay, which that would mean exactly like the Rishbam. The Rambam says Shloit Tikanes L'Shom El Midaytay, that she shouldn't come in only Midas Balabayis. Zog the Teres Chaim. I see a whole new pshat. It's not a problem, the Bala Bar coming. He's not coming to the house. He's coming to his bar. That's not the problem. But the problem is that the Bala Bayis has a right to lock his wife out of the place of the bar. If he doesn't have his own lock, so when the Bala Bar comes, maybe his wife will meet with him in the place of the bar. And like this, it won't be gefelach. It won't look so bad. She'll always have an excuse that she came to get some water from the bar. Because the Baal Bar allows her to take the water from his bar. Well, come in Dechshan. The Teretz says the Baal Bayis has a lock. So Mela, his wife will never be in the place of the bar with the Baal Bar. That's what he says, Pshat in the Rambam. Kenzayin. Anyway, the next Mishnah says, Mishyesh l'gimel if nimi gnasa shalchaveret. If you have a garden inside the garden of your friend, nichnas b'shar shedev l'am nichnasa v'yetzim b'shar shedev l'am yetzim. So then you have the same din that he can't just come into his field when it's not the normal time to come. And you can't bring, it's similar to the case by the bar, where you can't bring the behemoths to the bar. Here also you can't bring the merchants to the thing, because it's only a derech for you. You have to schlep all the vegetables out to the merchants. It's only a derech to the gina. You can't use the derech as a shortcut to anywhere else. Muk Yosef says, if you're anyway going to Yigina, you're allowed to then go on to the next Sada if you need to go to the Gina. But the aside is, if at this point you're not going to the Gina, you're just using the shortcut to go through your Gina to another Sada, so that you don't have the Derech for. The Derech is specifically for this Gina. It's all with the same aside, that it's not a Kenyan, you don't own the Derech, it's a Shibud. The Shibud has its limitations. And the chitzen, the one who owns the actual field, he could plant on the derech because it's his. And vice versa, the planting is not necessarily going to shter the person from coming. Avada, his schus of the derech gives him a right to trample on the plants if that's what's necessary to get there. But like the Rishbam says, anan sadi, it's in the middle of the field, anan sadi shleim machaloi a derech mikol v'kol shiuchel Israel l'sham, he still will be allowed to plant there. Now, nasli derech min atzad midashneim. But let's say he took a derech from the side midashneim. And this Rabbeinu Yonah says earlier in that pebeiz and mebeiz, it has to dafka be midashneim. Because if either of them wants the derech to be be'emtza, can be be'emtza. Because if, let's say, the one that owns the gina pnimis wants a derech be'emtza, he could say, I don't want the derech min atzad because I don't want to have to walk longer. I want a direct route. The emtza is a direct route. The min atzad is an indirect route. I have to walk longer. So I don't have to settle for a roundabout route if I have a derech. And the balasada, if let's say fakert, the one who the pnimis wants dafka the derech min atzad, but the other one could say, why do you want the derech min atzad? Because you want the biggest schusim you have when you have the derech min atzad. I don't want to give you those schusim. When you have a derech min atzad, then you can be machnes tagarin, and you can be nichnes b'shar shiraitza, and the yetsa b'shar shiraitza. And I don't necessarily want you to have those schusim. But let's say it's midashneim. Let's say he agrees. He said, I'm not going to inconvenience you so much. I want it min atzad. In order not to inconvenience the Baal HaSadah so much, that's what the Baal HaSadah wants it. But he's going to get a payoff from it. It's a trade-off. Because since I'm taking the derech min atzad, and I'm going the longer way not to inconvenience you, so v'shteitzach, I should get a little bit more. I should get that I don't have to come at specific times. I'm allowed to come whenever I want. And also I can bring tagarim in. That's all the benefit I get because the derech doesn't shtey you as much because it's min atzad. So that's the umdana, what they want when they make the derech min atzad. So the three chalukim between the derech min atzad and the derech be'emtza, the three extra schusim that the guy, the Baal HaGina Pnimis, gets by having the derech min atzad. One is he could come whenever he wants, because he's not going through the field, he's going minatzat. So Mela, he could come whenever he wants. The second, he could bring in tagarim. And the third is that neither of them could plant it. But like the Mishnah says, he doesn't have the other schus that he could use it to get anywhere, because it's still, he can't use it to get to a Sada Cheres. It's still only a derech to get to the Gina Pnimis. It's just he has bigger schusim, what he could do, he could actually bring the Tagarim there, he could come whenever he wants, but it's only when he needs it to get to the Gina Pnimis. That's what all the Rishayim say. And Zev Zayn Rishayim Lazara, he also has another schus that the Baal HaSada now can't be Zareyat. Now, there's actually a machlokes rishonim. What's the chilik between menatzad and be'emtzad b'negeya to the fact that the baal achitzin cannot be zereyit? There's a shikul divrei tayanim b'mkayim v'ashim b'makam acher. Because there's a sugya earlier that pei beizim and beiz. The din is that when you buy three trees, the Gemara there says you get all the karka tachtein u'beneim v'chutzlam kum lo'ir v'salei, which is also not ma'amesh kinyan. It's also a schus. That you get enough karka to be able to work, to be able to get the fruits of these trees. Like the amount it takes for a person who's picking the fruits and his basket. So the Gemara there says, Omle Abayler Rav Yosef Eisen Ari Vesalei Mizayran. Who plants on that, and that Kamalei Ari Vesalei? Who's allowed to plant there? Omle Tenisua Chitzen Zerei Sederech. So Rav Yosef wanted to shtel it to the Chitzen being Zerei the Derech. Just like here you have a Schus of a Derech. But that doesn't stop the Baal HaSada from planting it. So here also, the Baal HaLanis has a schus on the Mala Erev Vesali that they could use the Mala Erev Vesali to pick the fruits. But that's not going to stop the Baal HaSada from planting there. That's what Rav Yosef wanted to say. So Abaye answered him back, Amalei Midami, Hasam Leslip Seder Dulekech, Havachas Seder Kech, Tamlei Kametanfim Peri. There, the Lekeach is not losing anything but the fact that there's Ram there. He'll walk through this Ram. He's not losing anything. But here, he is losing. Because if there is Ram now on the Mala Erev Vesalei, so when the Paris fall into the Mala Erev Vesalei, they're going to fall into this Ram and they're going to get dirty. It's a Pseida for him. He's going to have an easier time picking the Paris if there's no Ram there. Because if there's Ram there, they're going to make his Paris dirty. And the Mara says, "Le damiel le seifa zev is a ein rishayim lazera." It's really daima to the seifa that the seifa says that when you give a derech minatzad, neither could plant it. So the Rishbam learns, and Rabbeinu Yaina there says it better, and that's what stems with the Rishbam over here also. That it's really two different tainas. There's one taina difference between the zriya here and the zriya there. That when you zereya a derech, you're not shtering his derech, you're not causing him abseda. But when you zerei the place of the Mala Erev Vesalei, you're staring his Lakitas Epeiris, because the Epeiris are going to get dirty. And that's not, that we're not bringing that from the Sefer. That's a Svar Abaye said nothing to do with the Sefer. What's Abaye bringing in the Sefer of the Mishnah that you see when you give a Derech Menatzad, neither could be Zereya? That's a new Taina. That when the Derech is Be'emsa HaSodeh, so there, no one wants to give up, but no one wants to give up the Kayach Zvi in the middle of the field. So even though it will cause him a little bit of upset, it's harder to walk through it when there's Ram, but you know, it's not assumed, it's assumed he's not giving up the Kayach of Zriya in the emts of the field. Mashenkin on the side, it's Nishkefel to give up that Zriya. So even though you're not causing him such upset, but once it's on the side, you're ready for carrot, you're giving it to him Lagamri, let him have the whole thing, let him not be stayed even a little bit by the Zram. So it's really two different. It's really two tainus why it's not daima to the chitzin zereya sederich. First of all, here it's a big upseida than there. By the case of Malei Erev Vesalei, it's a big upseida. If the Baal HaSada would be zereya the place of the Malei Erev Vesalei, that would cause matanfim peri. And then there's a second time. That din of zriya is dafka be'emtza. But minatzad, you don't have that din of zriya. Because Be'emtz, it's a big pseida on the Baal HaSada if he can't be Zereya. But Menatzad, he doesn't care so much. So even a smaller pseida, like a derech, of getting through, also he's Mevateron. So this is Menatzad. But the Rimagash and the Yad Ramah, they learn it's one thing. They learn that the reason for the Sefer is, the reason why neither of them could be Zereya, is because in the Sefer it's not a pseida. Because for an individual to go through Zeram, it's not a problem. But if he's bringing Tagarim, that's what it goes to. Since in the safe he could bring in Tagarim also, that's the payoff for the Minatzan. Tagarim aren't going to want to walk through Zerahim. So there's a Pseida, because the Tagarim aren't going to want to do it. For you yourself, okay, walk through the Zerahim, big deal, it's not a Pseida. But here he's saying he could bring in tagarim. So he has to get people, customers, who are going to sell his vegetables. They're not going to want to walk through the Zerah. That's why he can't be Zereya. So it's one time. In the safe, it's a pseida. For he himself, it's not a pseida. But when he bring in tagarim, that's a pseida. That's Rimi Megash and Yad Ramas Pshat. So come, there's two pshatim in the Rishayim. Why, when you give him a derech man atzad, the chitzin can't be Zereya? Either because Hayes is not a big enough pseida for the chitzin, because in the middle of the field, no one would want to give up that. But in the end of the field, it's okay. So he won't be Zereyet, Nishkeferlach, and it'll make it more comfortable for the one that's going through. Or if okay, because we bring in Tagarim, the Tagarim aren't going to go on and walk through the Zerah, so there really is a Pseid in the Sefer. Now the Adramai reads Zeis, so now we understand why the Chitzin can't be Zereyet. Because he can't be Zereyet, because that's the Upmach. You have to make it comfortable for the Pnimi, or because of the Tagarim will become out of Pseid of him. But why can't the Pnimi be Zereyet? What's he shtering the Balagina HaChitzin? What would shter him if the Pnimi would be Zereyet? Why can't the Pnimi be Zereyet? Why is it Zev Zeh Niachal Zereyet? It should say the Chitzin can't be Zereyet. What's wrong if the Pnimi Zereyet? So Zad the Adrama, two things. First of all, it doesn't belong to the Pnimi. It doesn't belong to you. You shouldn't be Zereyet because it doesn't belong to you. You could be Ma'akev on him being Zereyet, because you want a comfortable road to walk. But if there's going to be Zeram anyway, so then the Chitzin should have the Zeram, not you. That's one reason why the Pnimi can't be Zereya. But then he says another thing also. The Pnimi Zeram are going to stay the Chitzin. First of all, if the Zeram that the Pnimi puts in, so when the Tekarim come, they won't necessarily stay on the road because there's Zeram there. So they might walk into the Gina because they want to avoid the Zeram. Second of all, when he's planting the Zeram, he's not going to necessarily stay on the road to plant the Zeram and to take care of the Zeram. He's going to end up going into the Gina in order to plant the Zeram and take care of the Zeram. That he has no right to do. And third of all, if the Pnimi is going to make Zeram there, so people are going to think it's his. He's going to come to be machzik in it. He's going to come to take control of it. So for all these reasons, the Chitzin has an actual positive reason why he doesn't want the Pnimi to be Zerei in his field. So first of all, Stamazai, it doesn't belong to the Pnimi. If he's going to be Zeram anyway, they might as well be my Zeram. And second of all, your Zeram aren't going to shter me because the Tagarim are going to walk into the field to avoid the Zeram, or you're going to walk into my field to plant the Zeram, or the Zeram will cause you to be machzik in the field. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishai Sederech Haram Averis Sederech Sadeu. The Derech Haram was going through his field, not they took it, Venoslem and Atzad, and he gave him another Derech from the side, Mashanosa Nosan Vishaloila Higioi. Whatever he gave them belongs to them, but he doesn't get the one that he took in exchange. We're going to see that Beis Hashem in the next year. We'll discuss the Gemara on this Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on, Derech Hayachid Dal Namis. If someone sells someone a Derech and he calls it a Derech Hayachid away from one person, that's Dal Namis. So one person needs four Amis of a Derech to be a good Derech. Derech Harabim, if he sells someone Derech Harabim, Sheish Esriyama, he has to give 16 Amis. Derech HaMelech Ein Lashir, Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. So in Derech HaMelech Ein Lashir, the Rishbam learns that we're not talking about selling Bechlal. Rishbam is saying that a Melech could go wherever he wants. A Melech could be paired together and go wherever he wants. Rishbam brings a pasuk, Levilti Ram Levavi Me'echov, Me'echov Yulena Galeva Mishalechov, but the Melech could take whatever he needs. And Derech HaKever, the Rishbam is two pshatim. One pshat also, we're not talking about selling, we're talking about stam. When someone makes a levayim, Chazal allowed all the malavim to just go. He said they can't break anything like the Derech HaMelech, but they're allowed to walk even on private property in order to have the levayim. That's Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. They can go on private property if that's what's necessary for the levayim. So the Kanas Chazal for Covenant Mace. Or he says, and this he likes the pshat better, that you sell someone a Derech HaKever. You sell someone that he has a schus whenever he needs to go to make a levaya. He could go through your field. So how big is the Derech that he has through the field to make the levaya? Teretz is Ein Lashir, as much as he needs for the levaya. That's what a Derech HaKever is. The Prisha in Tur Yerdei Simon Reishit Zayin Sifkan Beis, he says that Derech HaMelech, he understands why it's not in the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, because you don't have a Melech anymore. But why isn't the din of Derech HaKever, whatever the pshat will be, why isn't that in the turn of the Shulchan Aruch? They don't bring it b'chlal. The Rambam does bring it. The Rambam is mashman at both Derech HaMelech and Derech HaKev is talking about that you're selling it. When you sell somebody Derech HaMelech, it's Ein L'shir. When you sell somebody Derech HaKev, it's Ein L'shir. Derech HaKev is like the Rishbam's second shot, but he learns Derech HaMelech also. It's a din in Hilchus Mechira. The Miri says it's a Ryan, because otherwise, why is it in Bava Basra? It should be Stam, a Sug in Sanhedrin with the Malachim. Rai says the din in Mechira, you sell some of the Derech HaMelech, it's Ein L'shir. That is an interesting machlekes Rambam and Raivin. The Rambam says it's yearly davakamechem davash ein mina yadua, which means that he wouldn't be kaina. It's like what the Rambam says earlier there in Perech Afala Falacha Gimel. Let's say somebody tells someone, I want to sell to you everything that's in this house. He doesn't know how much is in the house or everything that's in this bag, box or everything that's in this bag. And the lekeach says fine, and they make the mechir, but the lekeach has no idea the quantity of what he's buying. So Zakhti Rambam, it doesn't work. He says, that's like gambling. That's like Mesachek B'Kuvya. Mesachek B'Kuvya, the Rambam holds, is not a kinyan mechlal. There's no kinyan on gambling. You don't know what it is. So Stam, you're taking a gamble. You're saying, I want to buy everything here, and you have no idea how much is there. That's a gamble. That doesn't work. But the Ravid says, no. Ani, I mentioned, Neitul Mimenu Amel, HaKol Meshi Yitztarech Loi. Then he can take whatever he needs. That's the din. You sold him a Derech HaMelech is Ein L'shir, so he gets a Derech for whatever he needs. That's the din of Derech HaMelech. What's the machlek is Rambam and Ravid? Chasam Sofer talks about it, near the Chedushim. He says the Ravid doesn't argue on Ein Mina Yadua. The Ravid never says anything about it. But he says it could be the pshat is that there you don't know b'chol what's in the basket, what's in the box, what's in the house. You don't know what min is there. Mashaykin, here you know, the Ravid holds, you know what min it is. You just don't know how much you'll need. That's a din in the kitzvah, that's not a problem. He says, the Rambam holds, even if it's en kitzvah, you do, it's a problem. Mashaykin, the Ravid holds, as long as you know what it is that you're selling, you just don't know the extent, how much, the commas, the quantity, then it is called a good mechira. And then he says another mahalach. He says, the Rambam holds that Mesachet B'Kuvya also does not kaina. You make a kinyan on gambling, you're not kaina. Because it's a suffix. You don't know if you're going to get it or not. So that's not called the das for a kinyan. That's the shita saramba. But the Ravid holds that it depends. If neither of them know, they're leaving it up to random chance, then it is a kinyan. Because everybody's maskim to this deal. Everyone hopes to gain. Everyone knows that they might lose. That's not called an asmachta. You're willing to have the suffix of losing because of the suffix of gaining. The case by Davish Ein Mina Yadua is where the Meicha knows exactly. The Meicha knows exactly what's in the house. He says, I'll sell you everything that's in the house for $100. Now the Lekeach doesn't know. He doesn't know if what's in the house is worth $10, what's in the house is worth $1,000. He doesn't know. But the Meicha does know. Then if Ad Lekeach, it's an Asmach, the Lekeach doesn't mean it. But Shankin, if neither of them know, they're both being tailed in chance, the Ravid holds it's good. So here the Pshat is neither of them know how much the Melech will need. So the Rambam holds, even so, as long as it's a suffix on the Ikka Kinyan, that's called an asmachta, then you're not kind, it's a davashe mini yadua. You have to be kind of something which you know what it is, not what you don't know what you're getting into. Hashem and the Ravid holds, as long as neither of them know, and they're both being titled in chance, then you are kind. It's only in the case of one of them knows and one of them doesn't, then it's an asmachta. That's what Chasam Sofer learns the machlekes Rambam and Ravid.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.